Hi there. The word for you today is on the word from the top. In Exodus 20 verse 16, we read the ninth commandment. Thou shalt not bear false witness, or the New International puts it a bit more modern language. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. Why do we lie? Well, for a lot of reasons. Here's a few. To escape the consequences of our actions. To avoid paying our dues. To create a false image. To convince others we're something that we're not. But it doesn't work, because time and truth always force deception to the surface. Literally. Let me illustrate this. In 1996, the body of the former U.S. ambassador to Switzerland was buried in Arlington National Cemetery, which is America's resting place for its war heroes. And his granite tombstone read that he was Seaman First Class, U.S. Merchant Marine. But according to investigative reporters from the New York Times, cemetery workers hauled the tombstone away and exhumed the casket. Why did they do that? Because the man lied. For years he told others he'd served on the Coast Guard ship Horace Bushnell during World War II. He said the Germans torpedoed the ship and he'd been thrown overboard, sustaining a head injury. But the record shows that at the time he said he was serving in the Merchant Marine, he was actually attending Wilbur Wright College in Chicago. The Coast Guard had no record of his having served in the Merchant Marine or having earned the rank of Seaman First Class. Somehow that lie wasn't discovered when the State Department investigated his background and he was made an ambassador. And as a result, his remains were buried in Arlington Cemetery and his tombstone engraved with a lie. But you know what? The truth came out, and the truth always does. And now posterity knows the facts. Think about that the next time you're tempted to lie or spin a story that's less than truthful.